Now, 6 o'clock, call the meeting to order. First order of business, pledge to the flag at the front of the room.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number three, roll call.
Here.
Present.
Commissioner Barrows absent. Commissioner Murphy.
Here.
Commissioner Baker.
Here.
Commissioner Callahan.
Here.
Commissioner Zulek.
Ma'am.
Thank you. Item number four, any alterations to the agenda?
I'd like to make a motion to to add a item under, it's actually probably under old business, or unfinished business, discussion of the condition of the rescue truck M37, which is on the capital improvement plan for replacement next year's budget.
I'll second it.
A motion has been made and second to add discussion on the condition of M37 for the possible replacement and put that under unfinished business, Steve?
Well, it's been brought up before. Maybe it'd be more appropriate just put it under new business.
I'll amend my second.
All right, so we'll put that new business 13B.
And that'll be a reoccurring item until we decide.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there any further discussion? Roll call vote.
Commissioner Perkins.
Yes.
Commissioner Stewart.
Yes.
Commissioner Barrett. Commissioner Murphy.
Favor.
Commissioner Baker.
Favor.
Commissioner Callahan.
Yes.
Commissioner Gillette.
Yes.
Thank you. The next item of business is election of officers. Number one is to consider an act and a motion to appoint a public safety chairperson, public safety commission chairperson.
I'll make a motion to nominate Gary Murphy.
Second.
Are there any other nominations? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And opposed. Item number two, to consider an act and a motion to appoint the public safety chairman, public safety commission vice chair. I'd like to nominate Steve Stewart.
Second.
Any other discussion? We'll move on. All those in favor say aye.
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 And opposed. Item number five, special recognition and presentation.
I'm not aware of any.
Communication, item six, copies of the monthly statistic reports from the fire departments, the fire marshal, police, animal control, or building official.
I received everything but the building official. I did get an email after our last meeting from the representative who's working down there from CCOG, and they are working on a report, trying to automate the report, so work in progress.
Yeah, I received everything.
I got everything.
I've got everything.
Only two fire departments, I think.
Yep. Item number seven, to consider an act and a motion to approve minutes of the regular minutes of March 25th, 2024. You want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. I have some corrections to make. But
go ahead, Steve.
We need a second first.
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Did you say something?
Okay.
Item number seven, The fifth line down, the first acronym in the line, it presently reads SD as in Delta, BA, and it should read SC as in Charlie, BA.
Okay.
And over on, it must be item 10, 10D. It's on page 5. The bottom of the table says Vice Chair Stewart inquired of Mayor Bunnell whether Doug Coulter, and that's not, it wasn't Doug, it should be Dave Jansen, whether he was back.
Okay. Anything else, Chief? Anybody else have any other alterations? A motion's been made and seconded to make these two changes. Did you get them, Gloria, the two changes? Okay. Any discussion on that? All those in favor say aye.
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 And opposed? Item number 8, remarks from the public and items on the agenda. Any remarks from the public, agenda items only? Any remarks from the public, last call. Item number 9, reports from department heads. Good evening, Lieutenant.
Good evening. Dave Rodkin, Lieutenant, Marble Police. To start, I had a meeting with my liaison, so he's going to read my stats, but I will read off the remaining stats that I have for the ACO officer. We have number of animals impounded for the month of March was 7. Year-to-date's 27. Animals sold as pets, 5, 14 year-to-date. Animals DOA was 1 year-to-date. Number euthanized remained 0. Total complaints investigated were 40, 104 for year-to-date. Total animal bites investigated were 4, 7 year-to-date. Enforcement action was 3, 7 year-to-date. And total calls for service were 4,668 year-to-date. Town of Salem for March, they had 2 animals impounded for 4 year-to-date. They had total complaints investigated 8 for a total of 20 year-to-date. Animal bites investigated was 1 for 2 year-to-date, and enforcement action was 1 with 1 year-to-date. I wanted to mention that we had a meeting last week that the mayor and myself attended. The Gardner Lake Authority has made a decision on the patrol, and the town of Marvel did get the boat patrol for this summer on the lake. So between there's going to be a collaborative effort between the state and us in many different ways to try and help get things back in order on the lake. I also want to read a letter. There's been some different reasonings for this lately, but we're going to post this letter on our social media pages, but I wanted to read it here first on public record for everybody. Today's date, citizens of Montville. I'm writing this letter to request that if you need law enforcement services within the town of Montville, you contact the Montville Police Department directly. This will include any issues you have with speeding, cars, neighborhood complaints, barking dogs, etc. This will help alleviate any delay in service and allow us to gather any additional information needed. By contacting any other department, board, commission, or posting it on social media, excuse me, it simply delays the process and gets you no justice. Our mission is to provide the best possible service to the citizens of Montville in the best manner possible. There are several ways to contact the Montville Police Department. One way is by phone, 860-848-7510. Another way is by email, montvillepolice@montvillepolice.org. An additional way is our anonymous tip line, 860-892-6191. Another way is by going to the Town of Montville website, select the Police Department tab, and fill out either a compliment or a complaint form, depending on the nature of your request. There's also the option of stopping into the Police Department lobby and telling us in person. Again, we are asking the citizens of Montville to contact the Police Department directly regarding any complaints you might have with violations of the law. On behalf of the Montville Police Department and Chief Blanchette, we ask all of you to stay vigilant and be safe. So we're going to be posting that. I also have a couple of positive performance observation reports that we do. This one is for K-9 Officer Dan Witz. On February 18th, 2024, at approximately 0255 hours, Officer Witz was requested to assist the East Line Police Department with his K-9 partner, Sig. Officer Witz was dispatched to the area of Flanders Road in the town of East Lyme to assist the East Lyme Police Department with locating two suspects that had fled on foot from their officers. Officer Witz was on scene for approximately 2 hours, assisting the East Lyme Department when he and K-9 SIG located the suspect. Officer Witz gave commands and made announcements. Officer Witz quickly assessed the situation when the subject failed to comply with Officer Witz's commands and made movements that could indicate that he was reaching for a weapon and preparing to flee, causing Officer Witz to immediately deploy K-9 SIG. Mm-hmm. Officer Witz's determination and quick actions prevented the suspect from fleeing and harming officers on scene. Officer Witz's actions and commitment to this profession reflects great credit upon himself and the Montville Police Department. And then the second one is for Officer Brian Kelly. And on April 22nd, 2024, which is today, at approximately 12:20 hours, Officer Kelly was traveling on I-395 when he observed a Connecticut State Police trooper physically interacting with a male subject on the side of the highway by himself. Officer Kelly made a quick decision to check on the trooper and see if he needed assistance. When Officer Kelly arrived on scene, he observed the Connecticut State Trooper in a physical altercation with the male subject. The male subject was on top of the trooper. Officer Kelly took decisive action and helped subdue the male subject. Officer Kelly's quick assessment and decisive actions prevented the situation from evolving to a potentially serious use of force event. Officer Kelly's actions also prevented potential injury to the suspect or the trooper. Officer Kelly's quick and decisive actions and commitment to his profession reflects great upon himself and the Montville Police Department. And that's all I have at this time.
Dave, one quick question. I'm the ACO. And the calls in East Lyme, Salem, roughly how much time would you spend on a investigating a complaint? And even whether it was Moffle or Salem, it doesn't matter. Is it the average?
It really depends on the situation, depending on what it is. It could be, the Salem ones differ in the aspect that he has to drive a little bit further, but it depends on, if he's got a dog bite, what it really entails. I believe this one involved pit bulls attacking a bull on a farm. So we spent a little more time on this one because he had to interview different subjects and he actually had to go back and speak with somebody the next day. So really, it's hard to decide. It depends on the incident.
Yeah, because I was back and I was looking at, what Bruce has turned in here. And the other one, this job that he's doing, he seems to be handling an awful lot.
He does. Being correct here, there is a lot being documented now in our system that we've changed and have added to our system.
Yeah, just by looking at the numbers, I could tell it was a big difference.
He's busy.
Which is awesome to have these numbers.
Yeah, he's always on the go.
Okay.
He just had another incident this afternoon.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, David.
Well, one other question, Lieutenant. Yes. Regarding Gardner Lake, the boat ready to go?
I'm sorry?
Is the boat ready to go?
The boat will, yes. The boat's been, it was serviced last fall before we put it away. It's getting aged. It's got some minor issues, but nothing that will prevent it from going in the water.
How old is it? About?
20 years old? 15, 20 years old?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Both? Yes. Oh, yeah, for all of that.
Okay. Any other department heads? Good evening, Fire Marshal Barnes.
Paul Barnes, Fire Marshal. Activity report for the month of March. Did 20 business and apartment inspections, 3 fire investigations. Deputy Fire Marshal Meagle responded to 25 incidents. Those incidents included EMS, hazmat, CO calls, and brush fires. I was requested to the scene by the fire departments 4 times. Deputy Fire Marshal Meagle was requested to the scene by the fire departments 2 times. Issued 2 burn permits, 1 illegal burn, and 1 sprinkler acceptance test. During the month of March, a total of 9 hours was spent on emergency management obligations.
Thank you.
I got a question for you. I think it falls under your purview. The career firefighters, the 2 new members, I seems to me I heard that one of them is on his own now, shift?
He's on D shift right now with Ryan Scholes.
Okay. So he's qualified on everything east side?
He's not qualified on everything on the east side, but he is training. He is qualified on the ambulance and all the 2-seat or the multi-seat vehicles aside from 1 engine.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other department heads wishing to speak? Okay. Item number 10, committee and liaison reports. Fire Department Liaison, Commissioner Perkins.
Well, I forward you the reports from Oakdale and Chesterfield, Montville and Mohegan. They will submit theirs. They're having computer issues at the moment. We did have our Montville Volunteer Firefighter Relief Committee meeting this evening. I will read the following stipends. Montville, having computer issues, he will submit his next quarter. Mohegan had 5 stipends, 0 tax abatements. Chesterfield had 4 stipends, 2 tax abatements. And Oakdale had 6 stipends and 6 tax abatements.
6 and 6?
Correct.
All set, Kara?
And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Reports from the Animal Control. Mr. Callahan?
All set. Lieutenant told you the month of March.
Roger. Reports from the Police Department. Liaison, Commissioner Gillette.
Total calls of service were 1,456. Infractions were 82. No juvenile summons. 15 misdemeanors. 533 written warnings, 630 total citations. The major increase is due to the rural road speed enforcement grant, as well as the distracted driver grant, and now the DUI grant. All 3 grants are working together. And that is it.
Thank you very much. And Christian Stewart, liaison to the building.
As I mentioned earlier, still waiting on the people in the building department to get their new reporting system working.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item number 11, remarks from fire chiefs. No remarks, Chief? I don't see anybody else here. Item number 12, unfinished business. We have to consider an act and a motion to approve the policy to systemize and retain firefighter data to observe trends in effectiveness. I don't have anything to report for myself.
No, we're still working on some choices. I just viewed the ESO program today. It's going to have to take some little playing around for me to actually see what it does. What it won't do, but I'll be talking with the fire marshal's office to review it, and I'm still waiting for the system or the program by the fire chiefs.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any other discussion on that? Moving on to 13, new business. Under reoccurring at fire company's radio system upgrades. Ryan, anything?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I spoke to Chief Messer, and he was not able to attend tonight. He has a employee appreciation outing of some sort tonight for his business, so, or his employment, so he wasn't able to attend. He did send me a list of things that are going on with the radio committee, but I asked him that explain to him I'd rather have him here.
Talking to the mic.
I'd rather have him here to speak on what he has to report, because there may be some questions that I am not intimately familiar with that I can answer. So I'm just going to request that we table this for further discussion and review at our next meeting when he can be in attendance.
All right. 13, new business, over under B. Discussion on M37. Mr. Stewart?
Well, we brought this up actually in the February meeting, and we were unable to get any information at that time. But we're in the fact that the rescue truck for Chesterfield M37 is in the capital improvement plan for the upcoming year. We wanted to get some idea of what condition the vehicle is in at the present time. Chief?
Keith Truex, Chief of the Chesterfield Fire Company. M37 is currently 27 years old, which puts it outside of the NFPA specifications. It has 17,669 miles. There are some areas where there's very minor body issues starting. Of note, at the last safety inspection, they mentioned that there's an issue with the engine wiring harness, but it wasn't bad enough that they had to do anything right now, but he expects it will start causing problems soon. If we're going to be replacing it, there's no point going down the rabbit hole of starting to redo engine wiring, because once you get into that, you don't know what you're opening up. It's in decent condition, but it's old. The equipment on it, the rescue tools that are on it are probably, 20, 25 years old. The vehicle needs to be replaced. I mean, you don't wait until it's breaking down to start replacing it. These things have rescue trucks are about a year and a half to 2 years right now, whereas an engine is 3+ years. We're looking into various replacements. We're looking into a straight rescue truck, and we're looking at a rescue pumper. Nothing is going to fit in the dollar amount that's currently allotted. It's the prices on apparatus have just gone through the roof in the last couple of years, and they're continuing to go. Last year we had a line on a demo unit that would have actually come in as a heavy rescue and would have been fully outfitted, the rescue, all the equipment, with a 3-bottle cascade system, but the town didn't want to replace two pieces of apparatus at the same time, so 37 was pushed off to this year. It was actually supposed to be replaced several years ago, but it got moved because we had other things that had to get replaced and for financial reasons.
So if you had to replace just a rescue body, not a pumper involved, what are you talking? Probably I can't find that, Mike.
It's over 800,000. And again, unfortunately, last year we found a demo unit that had only been taken to trade shows that had 4,000 miles on it, but the town opted not to replace 37 last year. Now this is going to cost us at least twice as much.
So if it's on a rescue pumper body, what are you talking?
Close to $1 million, maybe a little more. I know there's rescue pumpers that are out there that are undersized, that if you want to sacrifice, you know, how much water you're carrying or how much equipment you're carrying, you can bring the price down, but then you don't really have the actual vehicle you need to. If it's a pumper, it's got to do the job as a pumper. If it's out as a rescue, it's got to be able to do the job as a rescue if you're going to combine vehicles. And, you know, for the sake of money, there are people that are going, well, you know, you could cut this out, you could do this, you could do that. Okay, but when I need these capabilities, I want it to have the full capability, not, well, I've got part of a pumper capability and I have part of a rescue. It's got to be able to do both jobs fully, completely. And unfortunately, like I said, apparatus, the prices are just getting ridiculous.
So if you were to, if you're looking at just a body of, you know, the rescue style, are you talking similar to what you have now, or are you looking at something like what Montville has, size 17?
We are looking to stay with a medium duty. Now, what we had found last year was a heavy duty, but that's, we just found it. But what we're looking at right now is a medium duty rescue, which is what ours is.
So are you saying that it's $800,000 just for the truck, not the tools, or is that equipped?
Oh, no, that's not equipped.
Can I ask a question? How many rescue trucks are on a scene?
Depends on...
On the scene.
It depends on what the scene is. Right now, the town has 3 rescue trucks. Montville and Mohegan both have them. They cover 395 and Route 32. Chesterfield has a medium duty. We cover 85 and part of Route 82 is second due with Oakdale.
But if we had to get a rescue truck out to Chesterfield, we could use Mohegan or Montville.
So the last time this came up, 2 months ago, I was out of state, not able to attend the meeting, and apparently there were questions asked about whether we needed to replace the rescue. The very next day, M17 and M27 both went out of service. The only rescue in town was M37 for a week.
Why did they go out of service?
For various maintenance reasons.
But not because they broke down or anything?
I believe it was because they were out of service for repairs.
Yeah, they were.
Oh. I mean, you can go out of service because you had to change the oil or... didn't know if they broke down.
Not for
I
a
was
week.
Just...
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying.
Now, if you're in a wreck on Route 85 and you're pinned, do you really want to wait till I get another rescue from somewhere else?
I was just asking.
I know, and I'm just bringing
up. I was just asking.
You know, Route 85 has a lot of traffic, especially during
absolutely.
The summer.
But if it was during the day, there's no coverage at Chesterfield during the day anyway, right? It's Oakdale?
There's volunteers. Steve Stewart brings vehicles out. I bring vehicles out. John Tackling brings vehicles out. Steve Frischling, a couple others. Got a couple new EMTs that were working on getting qualified. I mean, you know, I'm not saying the volunteer numbers are great, but...
I was not...
No, I know. I'm just total honest disclosure.
Well, I think if you're getting more EMT people qualified, that's something that you should bring up to... me, and I could present it or bring it up to this meeting. I think that's good. The more people, the more volunteers, that's or the more you get the volunteers out there letting us know that they you have them, I think that is a positive look for Chesterfield. I just had the question regarding the
rescue. That's fine. I mean, again, the big thing is you know, and I've heard, do you need a rescue on the west side of town? Yeah, we should have a rescue on the west side of town. Can we take one away from the other two departments? No, because they've got to cover 395, and when they have their accidents, they're usually pretty bad. Of course, Route 85 has bad ones. We just had a dump truck that somebody pulled in, made a turn in front of them. The dump truck snapped a utility pole that had one of those 3,000-pound transformers on it. The dump truck went down into the ditch, started the fuel tank on the driver's side was ripped off, leaking fuel into the waterway, which eventually goes into Lake Conomic and New London and Waterford's water supplies. Do we need a rescue? Absolutely.
Anybody have any other questions for the chief?
Just kind of a comment. You did speak about traffic counts, and I think that is something that is very relevant to your case. I know when I was a kid, I lived on Route 85, and that was the only way to get from Hartford to the beaches. And the traffic would be stacked up bumper to bumper. And I've been out there on 85 cents, and it still continues because Route 2 or Route 11 will never come to fruition to intercept 395. Not in my lifetime, it won't anyway. So you're going to continue to have that traffic out on Route 85. So that's one issue that you've got. You made a good point where two rescues have gone out of service at the same time, and you were the only rescue left in town. The only other choice you have is B-27 sitting in Flanders or W-57 sitting in Waterford, but I guess I would ask why should we make Waterford and East Lyme pay for our problem? It's not fair to them. They have issues as well, as they both cover Interstate 95 and 395, so they've got to be available to do their work. As far as the delivery time goes, you're correct, it's a year and a half to 2 years out, delivery on a new rescue. The bottom line is, when they're putting these bids out today, one of the biggest problems is they're trying to forecast 2 years out because your truck won't go into production for a year to 16 months before they start to build it. That's why these prices are the way they are. They can't forecast what the price of raw materials is going to be a year from now or 2 years from now. They can't forecast what the price of equipment is going to be a year or 2 years from now. So they have to make intelligent guesses and talk to the suppliers. There's still supply chain issues out there. To get a regular ground ladder to hang on the side of a fire truck, the one you see hanging on the side, a year, 1 year to get a ground ladder. So it's ridiculous. Never mind the problem that you're going to be facing or anybody in this town is going to face with new apparatus. In 2026, EPA is coming out with the newest edition of the diesel engine standards. They will no longer be making a particular diesel engine. Cummins is the manufacturer of choice now in the fire apparatus industry. They're going to stop making what they call the ISL motor or the L9 motor. They're going to be going to an X-series motor, which is the big block engines. That is going to increase the price of apparatus anywhere between $70,000 and $110,000 per unit. Less than 2 years away. And if you bid a truck, bids are coming in today. Basically, if you bid a truck now and it gets delivered in 2 years, that bid has a caveat in the bid that says if at the time of the manufacturer this engine is not available, we are going to give you this engine and you are going to be responsible to pay for the increase. So if the town of Mottville accepted a bid right now for a new rescue truck for $750,000, come time to build a truck, if the engine wasn't available, come and stop manufacturing it, guess what? You're on the hook for another $100,000. Again, these are the problems. So unfortunately, it's nothing we as a commission can control, the town can control, or the chief can control. We're at NFPA's mercy. We are at the mercy of the new EPA standards and everything else. But just wanted to throw that out on the table.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything else for the chief?
No. And again, this vehicle is outside of the NFPA standards because of its age.
Well, maybe there's other vehicles that we don't really use that much before they rot sitting there that we can maybe sell them and use some of that money to buy the new trucks that we need. I don't know if there are any out there, but I know we have a lot.
I know I don't have extras. When we replaced M32 when it was replaced, it was sold and that money went into the new M32 to help defray those costs.
I mean, it's a positive thing. If we have a vehicle that isn't being used, we should sell it. I mean, somebody just made a comment over there. Just if you use them, then fine. I was just bringing it up.
Yep.
Anything else for the chief? Anybody? Thank you, chief. So do you want to just leave Zod for discussion for the next month or thing? So we'll add it to.
Yeah,
leave we'll it, add this it. Will stay on?
It'll stay on
okay.
Until we goes out to bid.
Yep, okay.
At least.
Okay. Item number 14, remarks from the public, non-agenda items only, 3-minute limit. Hi, Kim.
Perfect height for me. Everybody else is too tall. Kimberly Dole, 19 Sharp Hill Road. I am the assistant director for TVCCA Little Learners, which is one of two early care and education programs.
Can you talk into the mic a little? I'll pull it towards you, the mic. There you go.
Better?
Yeah.
And we had a family event at Tile Middle School on April 4th. And I just wanted to thank the police department for sending one of their resource officers to attend the event. We had about 300 family members there with probably about 200 children. And she was able to wander around, have interactions with the children, and kind of build that safety net where they feel comfortable and confident to be around police officers. And I just wanted to thank them for that. The agency really appreciated their support.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Anybody else wishing to speak for non-agenda items, 3-minute limit? Anybody else wishing to speak? Last call, anybody else wishing to speak? Item number 15, remarks from the mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to start off with congratulating Officer Witz and K-9 SIG for their efforts in East Lyme. I was part of the crew that hired Dan Witz, and he has done nothing but bring credit and appreciation to the town of Montville and his efforts. Also want to offer my congratulations to Officer Brian Kelly for rendering the aid to the state trooper. Speaking from personal experience, when you're on the receiving end of somebody happen to be there when you're one-on-one, you're forever indebted to that person, and I'm sure that the trooper will be forever indebted to Officer Brian Kelly. Dog kennel, I continue my efforts to promote that and try to gain support for the funding for it. I've spoken to the state comptroller, the attorney general, the members of the bonding commission, trying to persuade them to help us out with our funding. It's anybody's guess if we're going to be successful. However, I've tried to make it more attractive by sharing our services, and I just sent the final draft to Basra today on sharing services with Basra. And I'm drafting the agreement now for the Mohegan tribe. In the meantime, because we don't know what's going to happen for funding, because if we don't get the funding for it, then we're going to go to referendum in November. And if I have anything to say about it, it'll be the referendum will be in November, not earlier. This way everybody gets a chance to oppose it or support it. And also in the meantime, we're very fortunate to have Officer Abello giving the attention that he's giving not only to the calls for service, which you all can see how well that's going, but also for his efforts in keeping the existing kennel clean, sanitary, as best as we can, and trying to get the repairs done that won't cost an arm and a leg. In the meantime, I do have a contract sent out with a consulting firm to tell us what it would cost, not only to bring that up to the current regulations, but also to what it would take to expand it. You know, Ledger did it. They didn't go out and build a new one. They renovated what they had. So these are just options, and of course the first choice is build new. That is our first choice if we get the funding. So there isn't a day that goes by that I don't give it my attention and make effort to promote it and try to make it work. On the budget, we have public hearings coming up Wednesday and Thursday, and I've completed my budget summary, and knowing that each year presents its own unique difficulties to form a budget we can live with, this year is no different. Every department request was reduced to some degree, some more than others, and with that said, my report reflects a 2.24% increase to the overall budget, bringing it to $70,718,345. We're fortunate in the past to have ARPA funding to offset some of the previous year's expenses, but now it's time to pay the piper because we have to fund those expenses outright this year. And those fees I'm talking about, for example, is $250,000 for tipping fees, $250,000 for workers' comp insurance. Other hurdles, such as the police accountability bill, presented more unfunded state mandates, such as for certification and for training. Another new unfunded state mandate came with the early voting requirement, which drove that line item up 33%. So my efforts to keep the town moving forward at a reasonable pace, I have added one firefighter. I know you wanted three, but I know others wanted three. What was your recommendation for one? And I added one police officer, which is being offset by the PD, by the officer taking on the role as of the animal control officer. So we're taking that money in, not the total amount, but pretty close to it. And we're going to add that onto the police item, and we're going to replace that police officer. I've added Public Works road foreman in order to meet the increased workload of the new town projects, and a part-time program developer to assist our senior citizens with an ever-expanding programs there, and the return of a part-time floater for the town hall to eliminate closed offices during the time off by full-time staff. To help offset this year's increases, I'm proposing the use of $500,000 from the fund balance. Capital improvement, proposing a total of $1,771,601 total, and $797,000 to the Board of Ed, and $974,000 to the general government. And that represents 183% increase from last year due to last year's cuts. So it's been for my first experience in the budget, I know it's late, and I know I was supposed to get that summary or my budget submitted sooner, but we will be having a special meeting Wednesday night before the public hearing to present my proposal. And that's about it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Let's see. Remarks from the town council liaison.
I just wanted to echo what the mayor said about Officer Dan Witz, K-9 SIG, and Officer Brian Kelly. It's all great news that they were able to help out with those scenarios, so that's awesome. I also wanted to thank the PD for their work out on our roads. We really appreciate you guys getting those grants and trying to make us safer out there, so thank you for that. Town council's still working on their part of the budget, so it's that time of the year, and we'll get through it. Like Lenny said, there's a lot of tough choices being made. So that's all I got. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Remarks from the commissioners. Commissioner Gillette.
Yeah, I just want to thank the PD. As you heard from the citations and the written warnings, the amount of traffic stops and violations are up over 300% with the three grants going. So great job. I see everybody on the road. I appreciate it. Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Mr. Callahan?
All set. Thank you.
Commissioner Baker?
Yeah. I'm under the understanding that during the last budget deliberations, there was some conversation that went on with the Finance Committee relative to turnout gear. And I guess I'm not sure how the discussion precipitated, but it was brought to my attention that one of the reasons that was given for the difference in cost was that the volunteer firefighters have inferior turnout gear. I'm not sure why that has to be part and parcel of a conversation that has to be had with the Town Council Finance Committee. If that is an issue, then that needs to be brought to this commission, not to the Town Council Finance Committee as part as the budget deliberations. Now, this is my opinion only. This is the place for it, right here. Not there, not in public. So, with that said, in the future, please, if there are those issues that are out there, bring them forward. We'll be more than happy to listen to them. We'll be more than happy to address them. Also, I'd like to echo what Commissioner Gillette said about our two police officers. Outstanding job. I know it's well appreciated by our neighboring communities, and I am sure they would reciprocate those things to us if necessary. And also, as I always do, I just want to thank all the members of our public safety team, the fire departments and the police departments, for doing the work they do. It's a thankless job, and I really appreciate it and all their efforts and all the time that they put into it and the lives they save and the property they saved. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Commissioner Perkins?
Yeah, I just wanted noted that I was the one who wanted three paid firefighters. I was hoping that it would go through. I'll still keep fighting for it, but I'm glad at least we got one of them. That's all.
Thank you very much. Commissioner Stewart?
Yeah, we don't have them yet.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, congratulations to Officer Witt and Officer Kelly. Good mutual aid. I'm sure mutual aid to the state police is considered mutual aid. It's nice to see that the Gardner Lake patrols will be out there on a boat. Obviously, we're probably a few years away, hopefully, for replacing the boat. The report on the stipend committee, it's nice to see that there's people getting stipends. However, they're not a lot of them, and it's really someplace that we have to work on getting more volunteers out there so we can get those numbers up. Right now, the ordinance allows $50,000 for stipends and tax abatements. At some point, I'd like to see it go up to $100,000, but that could be a ways. Just a note for the commissioners, the fire departments, especially during the warmer months, do a town-wide training where we get together and we've done a lot of movement of water with tankers and pumpers and along with mutual aid partners from other towns. But next one is coming up in June 2nd or 3rd, and you know, we'll let everybody know where it's going to be and what it's going to involve. You can come out and take a look and see what we're doing. That's all I got.
Thank you, Chief. Yeah, I just would like to echo also Officer Wetz, Officer Kelly, outstanding job. One thing I would like to bring up is that the Oakdale Fire Department and slash Oakdale Ambulance donated a new defib unit to
the community center.
Thank you. To the community center, because I guess they were having problems getting one, and they had to have one replaced. So the fire department donated one of those to them. And then also the family of a young child that was rescued out in the woods who fell and was injured quite a distance into the woods came up to say thank you to all the firefighters, police officers, everybody that was involved in the rescue came and met Oakdale Fire, and the kid came up with his parents and thanked all the guys for getting him safely out of the woods. It was quite a project to get in there to get him out. So I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. Other than that, I have nothing else. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.